Conversation. What were we talking about?
All I said.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's see, because you get a second chance. So let's see if you try to twist your words again.
All I asked is whether or not you could tell the difference between soca, reggae, and dancehall.
Who are you? No. I'm not going to let you keep doing this with your words, man.
What did I do?
Your words are not Play-Doh, brother.
What did I do? You said something.
Say it how you said it. This nigga sat here and said that reggae, dancehall, and soca are all in the same category.
Nigga, if I said, because I told that nigga
that if they're
playing dancehall, I'm not going to the party. And then he said, what about soca? And I'm like, all that shit.
This nigga said, I don't like soca. I said, well, it ain't really soca. It's dancehall and hip-hop. Yeah. I didn't say dancehall, but if they playing soca, dancehall is the same thing.
That's what I meant.
That's what he said.
If it's Jamaicans and they're whining, then it's probably not a party for me. I don't enjoy the music. I don't know what to do when it comes on.
But find a woman and dance with her.
Yeah, but like, see, that's not specific enough. That's what them niggas always say. Go and whine. Nobody teaches you how. No, thank you. like, there's not enough. Like, if Elephant Man's there, he's giving instructions. Nobody else is doing that. I mean, I know how to parachute and pump the river and pump the back. That's fun.
And Scooby-Doo.
That's delightful. But like when Sean Paul comes on, I count me out, man. I'm on the wall.
Just give me the light.
See what I mean?
That thing.
It's kind of Jordy and Rebecca. There's not even a Rebecca here.
How do you know that?
Come on, man.
You got to mix and mingle.
So then I asked him, do you just, of all three of them, which ones do you whine to? The answer is all of them.
Yeah.
So come on. Come on, brother.
But still, again, you would not put, again, is the stark difference is like putting compa in the same category and saying they're all the same music.
And you see, you want to make that an equivalency, but it's not.
Is.
Compa has a different BPM, language, and dance.
Soca has the same differences than dancehall.
So dancehall and soca have different speeds? They're not all just fast as fuck?
Yes. They're absolutely very different speeds. One. And they're using different languages.
Soca's what, Trinidad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it always them?
Cent, 5 cent, 10 cent, dollar.
Soca is a traditional Trinidadian art form.
And it's always them. Or traditionally them.
The same way dancehall and reggae are traditional art forms to Jamaica.
What I'm asking you, though, is are there Jamaican niggas making soca and Trinidadian niggas making dancehall?
Not in that particular cross. The same as any, like, you'll have off-white people making soca music, off-white people making dancehall and reggae. It's just variations of it.
I feel like you think of gaslighting me, bro.
You don't have white people that makes that make compa music?
Who?
White people.
I mean, they're Haitian, but they're white, too.
But they try to make compa music, right?
They make it. T-Vice is delightful.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's make great music.
T-Vice, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
And like, when white people make reggae, y'all call it ska. I don't even know what's going on. That's a whole nother.
Ska is something totally different as well. Ska is more of a, it's like a rock and roll tempo. But it has reggae undertone. So you might hear, like, the language of reggae over various, like, punk rock type instruments. My uncle is actually a ska superstar. Nigga.
You see what I mean? What you have is a Jamaican doing ska. He's telling me it's not the same.
It's not.
Fuck out of here, man. Start the show, please. Okay, I'm not going to let this nigga gaslight me for 10 minutes in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
Jamaicans, if you have an issue with what I said, I know how to fight. Pull up on me.
Now you're listening to...
unless you guys are fighting with voodoo, then I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
In fact, I got called a nigger so much, I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I thought it was my name.
Ladies and gents.
Hey.
Niggas and niggas.
Nigga, nigga, nigga.
Welcome back.
Niggas.
Matter of fact.
Nigga, nigga,
welcome
nigga.
Welcome
home. Hey.
Little bitch. We some niggas.
Hey.
With a penis.
Man, you lie.
We some niggas.
Hey.
With a penis.
I swear y'all.
We some niggas. With a penis.
Man, you lie.
We some niggas. with a pen. I swear. Nigga with a pen. 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 Nigga. I know some niggas and they got a pen. Bitch, you need opinions. You should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need opinions. You should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need opinions. You should get them from these niggas. Hey. Me, Chris, Ricky, and Benny, ho. Real niggas and we never been friendly, ho. About to kick it like Pele. You heard it first, Soca is reggae, bitch. Hey, and I said what I said. Come fight me and I'ma take your bread. Bring your bitch and I'ma take your head. Fuck the police and fuck the feds. Hey, back at the trap house. Hey, plus about to rap now. Hey. I'ma slap gold pow. Hey, I'ma slap gold pow. Tequila in a red cup. We got tequila in a red cup. Rapping crazy cause I'm fed up. Hey, fuck your bitch, she get that bread up. She get that head up. Feeling good, feeling great, ho. Recording real late, ho. About to gas niggas up like a Vallejo. Like a Vallejo. Alright, that's good. That's alright. That's not terrible. It's like a solid 6.5 today.
Yeah.
About 6.5.
You getting your sea legs back.
That's all, man. Just a little bit of a...
like a deer trying to walk.
Some libations
time.
Is what was required here.
Just got warm in here all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. It got all of a sudden? This nigga's halfway through a cup and now he's warm. Hey. Good morning.
Dying over here.
Yeah, good morning.
Jesus.
Some niggas fold under the bright lights, man.
I almost forgot my fucking intro.
Talking like Yoda.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is the NWO podcast coming back to you live and direct. And I'm joined by my brothers in buffoonery. Plus.
What's going on?
Ricky.
Buffoonery. Wagwan.
And the vegan trap lord.
Gang.
How y'all niggas feeling, man?
Hot.
Drunk. Good. Glad to be here with such an intellectual brother like yourself. And these two buffoons.
You see how he pointed like yourself?
Like yourself.
I addressed the buffoons in the room.
That's crazy.
He's a little sassy today.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's all.
It's insane. Well, we're back home, man. This is awesome.
Welcome back.
It's been a while, man.
It just feels weird to be here and not be high. I don't know what to do with my hands. I'm supposed to be stuffing a joint right now.
How long has it been for you?
Brother, February makes me a year off of the dope marijuana. I've taken more shrooms and alcohol this year, but the marijuana has not been one of the things that I've consumed.
I want to partake in shrooms.
I have. Oh, no, I ain't got them on me.
Fuck.
Because I've been doing the gummies.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin got some on reserve for me right now. I'm working on getting some more. It's just the plug is, his mushroom plug is like some shit out of like the Hangover movies. Like this motherfucker, whenever you go to him, it's a wild fucking story. But I don't know anybody else selling gummy shrooms.
Is the shrooms as expensive as getting weed or?
It is as expensive, but you won't want to do this as much as you do weed. Okay. This shit is a ride.
Yeah, I know. We did it here.
And shrooms is not for everybody. I don't like how casually people talk about shrooms these days.
Oh, my bro.
Yeah, they make it seem like it's like smoking like.
Man,
smoking
it is. Listen, shrooms is beautiful. It's not weed. So don't get it confused. Don't think that it's a direct like replacement or substitute for one for the other because they're two totally different elements.
When I do this shit, I have to make sure that everything is done for the day. I'm in a safe place. I didn't eat too recently. The house is at a good temperature. And you have to be feeling like good or neutral. If you're in a bad mood or something bad has happened, prepare to go to the dark side.
Are you doing that microdosing thing that we were doing, or?
Yeah. So I kind of. So you know, you take one, and see how one makes you feel, and once you figure out that multiple, mm-hmm. you know how much to do.
Mm. I already know. Plus, went to the crib, dolo, and strapped in. Pause.
Unfortunately, I did not. I took them shits, forgot, invited a bitch over, and it was terrible because.
That was
because I'm getting getting my dick sucked, and I just could not focus on what was going on. I am thinking about every problem in the world.
Nigga, having ego death.
I'm dying. I'm like, stop sucking me. It's not going to work.
That's crazy. That's the title. Stop sucking me is crazy. That's insane. Bro,
that's a, no. Get that,
I am
get
thinking
that
about
that
life's,
right
life's deepest problems. And this poor thing is sucking. Stop it.
Listen.
And then I'm going to have to step to add an exclamation mark. Yes. Stop sucking me.
Stop sucking me, exclamation point.
It's crazy, dog.
Way to go, man.
That's stupid. That's very stupid.
Way to go.
It's crazy that you said that you're thinking about all the world's problems when the whole time the solution is right at your dick.
Funny. Very funny. Very
a little
funny.
Bit ahead would solve the world's
you
problems.
Can't, no, you
real.
Cannot. The world's problems cannot be solved by head. They're far too deep.
Hey, listen,
that's a good damn start.
That's a great start.
I'm willing to gamble that increase in the head will take care of more than half of the problems, and then the other half of the problems will then take care of themselves because the other problems are gone.
When you put it like that, I guess niggas and ISIS are just committing suicide to get to the head faster. That's
I'm
what,
trying
that's
to show you a thing.
Game.
I'm yeah. trying to show you a thing.
That's what it is.
You know what? Now... Just random thought, doing all of this shit for 12 virgins is it's crazy.
What do you mean?
Like, these niggas suicide bomb and do all this crazy shit?
Yeah.
The end game is 12 virgins when you get to heaven.
Nah, come on.
You want to have virgin sex 12 times?
That's crazy.
That is...
For eternity.
That's no prize.
Listen, I'm on record. I want nothing to do with a virgin pussy. Okay? Like,
that is so. You're 40.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Even when I was fucking 25, bro. Yeah, you're right. That sounds crazy. I'm fucking 40. <That's>, I didn't think this through when I said that. Hey, scrap the whole fucking thing, all right?
Fucking 40,
my bad, guys.
Nigga forgot how I'm old he was. 40.
I'd hope you wouldn't want fucking virgin pussy, you fucking clown.
Oh,
what a creep.
Oh, mercy.
My bad. Thank you. Thank you for course.
No, come on, brother. Okay, I'm here. Wow. We're going to hold each other. Are you wearing your boats, brother?
So shout out to my boys over at 8.
You
and
didn't,
nine.
But no, you didn't answer us. We don't want to fuck this shout out, nigga. We don't want no. We don't want to shout out. Answer us.
Yes, he has Velcro at his.
Yeah. Are you wearing Jerbo jeans, my nigga?
Are those Jerbo jeans you're wearing?
No, bitch, he's bigger boy.
Hell no, you know they're 8 and 9. Tell me something.
Go ahead, tell us.
Are those Jerbo jeans you're wearing?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. They're 8 and 9. All
right, okay. All right. Tell me something.
Nah, they sweatpants. They're not jeans, though.
Gentlemen, how we're doing? We got off to a wild start.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
We're good, doing good. How was your holidays, man?
What did I do? I ain't do shit.
Expensive, man. You know.
You're lying. You spent Thanksgiving with us, fuck nigga. Don't say that.
I guess holidays. Oh,
wait,
I
thought you meant
Christmas.
Christmas.
Oh, yeah, no, okay. You going pretty far back.
Went
but that's part
back.
Of holiday season, bro.
I guess. All right.
Yeah, but you gotta say things like that's a far enough gap.
That
you
shit
say
feel
it.
Like months ago.
That's true. Yeah, dude. That is true.
Thanksgiving for like an eons ago.
Damn,
yeah.
It does feel like a long time,
man.
Well,
mm-hmm.
No, yeah.
No, but Thanksgiving was amazing.
Yeah, that's fire.
Yeah, Thanksgiving was great. Fire. But Christmas is for women and children.
Mm-hmm.
That shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit is not for me. I didn't enjoy it. I'm happy it's over.
I'm not the only one that feels like I'm broke now, right?
You right, because
nigga,
this is the part of the year where you make children, where you create magic for the children. And you make women feel appreciated.
Jesus.
That's what it's for, because they go back and have that what did you get conversation. You do that so that they aren't ashamed of what they got.
Unless you're married, you have to make them feel that every fucking day.
Technically, but not really.
Fuck.
Fuck out of here, brother. Come on.
Every day got to be Christmas around that bitch.
Is that true, or is that a gross
some
exaggeration?
Shit they say.
Nigga, listen, it's true. Talk to a married man. The day that Christmas is not... That the household that day, you fucking failed as a man, you failed as a partner, you failed as a father, you failed as never mind. Let me stop. These are jokes, guys. Don't take me seriously.
I'm trying to understand.
I don't want no problem.
I'm trying to understand who they're like. Because if you listen to women talk about marriage, they make it seem as if all they do is give and don't receive. Oh. And if you listen to men talk about marriage, it sounds like
all they do is give and don't receive. Right.
So I ask you, who's the fucking liar?
It's both. I think both sides exaggerate the giving and the taking. Like, both sides exaggerated, but...
Because you give a bitch six figures a year, and all of a sudden, she benefits nothing from marriage anymore.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But then again, you give a nigga air fryer, all of a sudden...
I mean,
he benefits nothing from marriage. Who's telling the truth?
The way some of these women be cooking. An air fryer, well. Get them right the fuck up out of there now.
You might as well, man.
It's true.
Yeah. Don't nobody want Alfredo, shrimp Alfredo every goddamn day.
This is why you need to find you a good Southern woman and just move on to the sunset.
Yeah, pretty much. But I will say, I'm just kind of glad the holiday season is wrapping up and it's over. Because, man, this shit is...
I don't consider the holiday season over until we're over that Valentine's Day hump.
I didn't want to be the one to say it.
Because it's looming right there.
It's there.
And it's like they give you January to breathe. Unless you have a bitch with a partner with a January birthday, and then you right back in the game.
One day I was sitting in my garage and I was so depressed because I was thinking about the entire year, how the holiday season for me never ends. Because when you loop in the holiday season plus Valentine's Day plus marriage anniversaries plus birthdays, the shit is like, Mother's Day, it does not end, bro.
It does not stop.
There's no break for you, bro.
And like, unfortunately, like, you know, if you have a good woman in your life, then she contributes to your life throughout the year.
Yeah.
So there were certain milestones in which you have to take advantage of making her feel special.
Absolutely.
The game is the game.
Absolutely. The gig is the game.
If you get given to, you must give back to the game.
Absolutely.
The game is the game.
You got to repay.
But fuck.
Okay?
A good friend of mine just bought a $500 bracelet for Christmas. Okay? And then you got to turn back around. It's been $500 plus for Valentine's Day.
It ain't even that you spent the $500. Fine, you spent the fucking $500. It's the, after a year or two passed, you're like, bitch, you wore that shit only twice. You wore the motherfucker twice.
No. See, that's where you're mistaken.
God.
If the gift costs more than $250, you got to wear that motherfucker more than 250 days out the year.
That's not happening.
Like Bart Simpson red shirt. I want to see it every day.
Good luck.
Man, you better start buying outfits around this motherfucker.
Good luck.
I want that. The whatever.
Bro, Maya got shoes and bags in her closet that I bought her years ago that has never seen the light of fucking day. It's sitting in the fucking closet. It's never seen the light of fucking day, bro.
But that's your fault.
It is my fault. I'm an enabler, bro.
You don't buy a woman's shoes.
Did you do the Haitian thing and threaten to sell it?
I have. Yeah. You know what I told her?
I'll pawn this shit right now.
You know what I said to her? I said, my mom's coming tomorrow. That shit's going to Haiti. That shit's going right the fuck out. I'm boxing all this shit.
Mahi Lou would appreciate all of your shit. Jamali would love this shit. Stop playing with me.
She'd be stepping.
No, babe, I'm just waiting for the right occasion to wear it. Motherfucker, it's been 7 years.
We go out every weekend.
We've been out every fucking where.
Let me ask you this.
God damn it.
As a nigga who's married, what is the expectation for like going out? How often must that happen to maintain peace in your home?
It depends on your partner.
It depends on your wife, because my wife hates being outside.
Oh, glory be to God. Huh?
She hates it.
Glory?
This is terrible. No, because you're thinking that because she doesn't want to go outside.
That it's not going to cost, right?
That limits the amount of things she might still want to do, and it don't.
It just changes the shit you got to do. We have issues when I'm the one that like, hey, such and such is having this event. We need to go. She's like, I don't want to fucking go. I don't like people. I don't want to be around people. Please don't make me go. That's your thing.
I love that.
That you're that person. I'm not that person. That's what starts our arguments. Like, I have to fight with her. Please, let's go. Please.
Because, you know, once you show up, it's, where's your wife?
Where's your wife?
Where's your wife?
Where's your wife?
Oh, man.
Where's your wife?
Where's your wife?
Where's Maya?
Where's your wife?
Where's Maya? Why isn't Maya here? I fucking hate that shit, bro.
Then where's your wife?
I hate that fucking question.
Where's your other half?
God damn it, I hate that question. And God forbid you're at an event where it's like a husband-wife type of shit. Like you're at a dinner or you're at like some type of, whatever the fuck it is. But people are there with their partners. Not like some nigga shit we out with your boys.
But where's your wife?
God damn, I hate that shit.
I'm not going to lie.
I hate it.
I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this on the pod.
No, of course not.
But.
You wouldn't get in trouble.
Okay. that's why I don't be going to a lot of places. I ain't going to lie.
Because your old lady don't want to go and you don't want to answer the where's your wife question?
I don't want the argument that Ricky talking about.
I hate it.
I'm not as willing to have that argument to get to go out.
That's very interesting to me that you niggas want to go out and your old lady don't.
The minute you apply opposition, I would just be like, forget it.
Here's the reason.
Oh, I was about to hit.
Because there's, you have to remember that these people are irrational.
Mm.
Because if you guys do nothing, that will come up in conversation.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if she doesn't want to go outside ever or she's an indoors person. It's going to come up.
You don't never want to take her.
Not only that, like, I can speak for all of us, but we're outside niggas. We've always been
outside guys.
Outside guys.
So brunch boys.
We've always been them niggas. So naturally, with the natural progression of life, once you're married or whatever, you're going to find outside things, but they're going to be different from when you were single, obviously. But your wife, who's an inside person, she wants to be an inside person. She has no desire to be at none of that shit. I remember we were having the live show. I said, are you coming? I had to ask her, are you coming? She's like, yeah, I'm pull up.
I'm making an appearance.
But she has no, and if she's there, it's as if she's not there because she ain't going to talk to
nobody. She don't want
to
talk. She don't want to
do none of that monkey shit. She don't want to fucking hold hands, kiss babies. That ain't her ministry, dog.
As an inside guy myself, I can think about nothing more than a woman who wants to be inside is a beautiful thing. I find nothing but outside bitches. That's infuriating. Well, that's infuriating.
Where are you looking?
Outside.
Are you sure you want to inside? Mm. You know what? I don't know why. Plus, I feel like Plus would. I thought you would like an outside woman because I feel like an inside woman would annoy the fuck out of you.
But you know, I don't want to be outside.
Yeah.
His whole life
that's
is
true.
Outside.
Because that's work, true. Because work is normally outside.
Yeah, you're outside.
So it's when I have downtime.
Never mind.
I love nothing, especially because I don't get to see the inside of my home often.
Right.
So that's just love to be inside of my shit, my couch, my bed, my fridge, my bathroom.
Come back and it's not cobwebs.
You know what's crazy? Remember when we went to North Carolina for that week and we were at his crib? Just to see this nigga inside his house. Like, see, plus, like, clean, cook, shop. I'm like, yo, you forget that your homeboy is, like, a regular person.
A regular person. Bro, I love to be at the fucking house, bro. I love it, love it.
That
love
was
it.
The most time he spent in the house when we was
there. Yeah, when we was there.
So it was like,
he couldn't leave. We were there. So
that nigga leave. Was discovering shit the same time we were.
Oh, shit. This is a closet.
It was like, oh, it's a medicine cabinet
it
in
closet
here?
A closet in this bitch.
That big ass house. You stayed at that place?
No, I moved. But I'm about to move again. I'm coming back to Florida, bro, at the end of this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro. I've given Charlotte all that I got. I'm done.
Oh, okay.
I've given all that I have.
So when you say Florida, are you thinking about South Florida, North Florida?
I'm never coming to South Florida again. I'm thinking Central.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I'm thinking Central because it's a really easy commute down here.
Yes.
I've done that Brightline a few times. Buddy, let me tell you.
We can go to Central Florida, guys. You see that?
I love it.
So for me, I'm going to take day trips to South Florida as opposed to week trips.
There you go.
Whenever I have the thing to do, I'll come down here, do the thing, go back to my fucking house.
There you go, man. Good for you, man.
Man, listen.
Hey, man. Good for you, bro.
I'm ready.
Good for fucking you.
I'm ready.
Good for fucking you, dog.
You know what? Port St. Lucie, if I'm feeling groovy. I don't know.
I don't know what that city is.
I don't. What did I say? Port St. Lucie?
Yeah, what city is that?
You know what?
I don't know what that is.
It's a random city outside of Palm Beach.
That's a lot of Haitians there, heard.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Not bad.
Hey. It's not bad. But for
the whole area.
I just need to be within an hour of an airport.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
That's all.
You're absolutely right.
So your next step, right, you go to the gas station and you get you a pair of sunglasses and get you one of those, like, camouflage T-shirt, but it's not really camouflage. It's the woods. You get that and some camo shorts, and you'll be ready.
You're going to laugh.
For your new white life.
That's exactly what I fish in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I fish in that exact
just
same
a fish
outfit.
Ass nigga.
I fish in that outfit, pal.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
White life is coming.
I know we probably mutton this, but with you fishing, is it going to be better that you're in Florida now than instead of North Carolina?
That is part of the reason
why
I need to come back home.
There we go.
Because it's cold right now in Charlotte, and I'm not fishing in 30 degree weather. It make me sick.
So I was having this conversation the other day because I you know, as you guys know, I had to give up basketball because of my knee. But
that's why you gave it up.
Yeah, that's why I gave it up. You know, because
say less.
You're a funny guy.
I hate this guy.
You're a funny guy.
I hate this.
You're a funny guy. Okay.
Mad leagues with this guy. You're mad ways with this guy. And this is what he does to me. You know the male ego is fragile, so don't do that to me. Don't do that to me, please. Don't do that to me. Anyways, so this my white neighbor was saying to me, he was like, "Man, fuck basketball, man. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be 40, bro. You got there's only two options now, bro." Golf or fishing, man. I'm telling you, it'll take years off your fucking life, pal.
If you had told me years ago that I would be a nigga that
so I bought a set of clubs
that owns 14 fishing poles, 4 tackle boxes, and go out there for 4 hours and fish and feel like time is flying by, I would never think that's me, but I love this shit, brother. Okay, salt water, fresh water, I love this shit. That's the only thing that keeps me off my phone.
That nigga told me that shit, and guess what? You'll never believe what happened next. I had a conversation with that cracker. And the very next day, guess what I see on my Instagram stories? This fucking guy.
Holding a bass.
Fucking fishing. And guess what I was doing? You guessed it. I'm in his fucking DMs. I'm texting this nigga. Yo, tell me about this. How did you start? Why are you doing this?
You know, what's going on? I'm a phone addict. The only thing that can stop my scroll is holding that pole. Pause. Oh. I know. I understand.
Okay.
But it's called a fishing pole.
Okay. This is an adult podcast. We're going to behave like adults.
Because I'd rather not play the pause game.
No, I'm not saying. I'd rather not.
I don't want to pause.
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say you had to pause.
But, like, it's called a fishing pole, a fishing rod. Both of them are flagrant.
I think it's safe to say nobody here is gay.
No.
Nothing wrong with being gay.
At all.
But nobody here is gay, so I don't think we have to pause anything.
I'm sure there's a few things wrong with it. I'm sure it makes you sick.
Unless you talk to my parents where it's internal damnation. But
That's crazy. That like being gay, they take you to hell. Beating your wife sends you to hell too.
Yeah, Asian niggas
still do that.
Come on, dog.
They gonna beat your wife.
Come on, dog. Come on. What about your weird uncle who touches little girls?
That's gonna take you to hell. That's
gonna take him to
cheating
hell too.
On your wife.
Come on, cheating your wife. Come on, adultery.
Come on.
God forbid, our fucking homeboy Todd likes to suck a little cock.
Hey, let me
talk about
something. God gave us 10 commandments. Right. Adultery, yep. Murder yep. is in them. Yep. You know what is it?
Being a.
There we go.
Oh shit! Fuck.
See, now we have to edit. The episode was almost clean.
I'm sorry.
The episode was almost clean.
I'm sorry.
But now we can't release it tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
Now we have to release it the following day.
I'm so sorry, guys.
26 minute mark.
I'm sorry. What is it?
26 minute mark.
Okay.
26 Damn. Minutes. Oh, you know what? That's actually a record for you.
I'm sorry.
It should have come at 17.
I'm sorry.
It just rolls off the tongue. It's actually a record for you.
I gotta do better, man.
It's actually a record for you.
Guys, I'm in therapy.
I'm very proud of you.
I'm in therapy. So
we have a group chat where we post ideas about what we're going to talk about this week. This week, Ricky just put bathroom attendant and didn't put any details. Yo, what the fuck happened with you and a bathroom attendant?
Dog.
And you were like, I have to talk about these niggas.
Dog, I thought of you guys because, bro, me and Maya went to this jazz fest thing, right? And we went with some other married couples. It was great. It was in West Palm.
Sounds like a married ass thing to do.
It was a very married thing to do. But it was fire, dog. Right? So I hadn't been to the club for so long that I forget that when you go to use the bathroom, there's that Haitian bathroom attendant there. I go to use the bathroom. Well, Maya's a babe, I gotta use the bathroom. So I have this thing when I go out with Maya, like, I like to walk her to the bathroom. I walk her to the bathroom and I wait for her. She comes out. So then now I have to go use the bathroom. So I go use the bathroom. You know, I do my business. I wash my hands. The person hands you the towel. Da, da, da. And I said to them, I said, "Bagay l'argent." That means I have no money in Creole. But I'm going to take care of you because I'm coming back another 40 times. I'm drinking tonight. I'll be back. We had a table. We had bottles. So I'm going to be drinking heavy tonight. I'm going to be making a lot of trips here. So I'm not going to just give you $5 now. And the next time, you know, I'm going to take care of you at the end of the night. Dog. I went back the next time. It must have been a shift change. It's a different Haitian there now. This Haitian is a lot more pushier. He gave me a towel. He gave me a mint. He dried my hands. He took the fucking towel. He threw it away. And he's asking me for money. And I say, hey, I told the last person. I'll pay them and I'll re-up with you guys at the end. He's like, well, that was the last person. I'm the new person. Mm-hmm. Now I got mad. I was like, bro, like, come on, dog. Like, Is it poor etiquette if you don't pay them every single time, or do you guys pay at the end? Like, what is the proper way to deal with this shit? Because it gets annoying when you got to pee 20 times, dog, and every single time they're looking for something. Because they are doing a service, which I get, I understand, but...
Wait. No, what is the service?
I'm trying to be nice here.
What the fuck is the service?
That's my point.
Did you hear everything Ricky said, though?
Tell you something. All of that shit is annoying. I don't need you to.
I could do it. I want to do it.
You think you're turning on my fucking faucet?
Come on, bro.
But this is what I'm
handing
saying.
Handing me tissue before I can
come
get
on, bro.
This is what I'm saying.
Squirting soap in my hand?
Come on, dog. I could do
this,
it.
Bro, I would rather not.
I want to do it.
I don't want the nigga squirting on me.
No,
I don't
like exactly. It. Why don't we pop that, nigga?
I'm just waiting for the bus. I don't like that.
Wait for the bus.
I don't like that at all.
I don't want it.
I'm trying to be an adult.
First of all, I haven't carried cash since 2017. Fam.
Who the fuck is carrying cash?
So I agree with you.
I have to cash app you for a paper towel?
But this I'm saying the nigga dried his hands.
You don't. I don't want you to touch me.
But you left your hands there for him to dry.
He took my hands.
You don't have the option. Like, the thing is, when a nigga come to you with the soap, wipe your hands, bro, are wet.
What are you going to do? Move your hands out of the way? No, nigga. I'm doing it myself.
No. When the nigga come to you with the paper towel and your hands are
problem.
Wet.
This nigga's like you.
Ben got a dub right over.
Nah, nigga, put a more than a dub. You the fucking problem, nigga.
What I'm saying is, you leave your hands hand like this and allow him to get the top and bottom of your hand.
So what, so, I hate when this shit. So when we go to the club, you know that's not how it goes, nigga.
So let me ask, do you outright deny the services of a bathroom attendant?
He does not.
I don't even see you, nigga.
I'm not gonna lie.
Unless I need your service. And again, if I stand there and I allow you to dry my hands, then we having a different conversation. But for the most part, bro, I'm going in the bathroom to piss. When I'm done pissing, I'm not turning to you and asking you where the soap at. I saw the soap on my way in here when I went to go piss. So unless you holding the soap in your hand.
They are.
No, they not.
They are.
They're not.
Because
nigga, they're like this.
They're like this.
They're like literally like this. As you're, after they've turned on the faucet for you, their next move is this.
That's how they get you.
Bro.
There's no way around that. That's what I'm saying. Like,
the thing is, what makes me mad is that they're always my people. Like, always. Why are Haitians monopolizing this job?
It's crazy.
Where's the application? Like, who? Like, where is the Indeed for this job?
That's
how did you know how to? No, how did you do a whole shift change and another Haitian appear?
That's a crazy.
Like, what
the fuck?
No.
Like, dog, that was 20 minutes ago. Hey,
if you know a bathroom attendant that is not Haitian, please write us.
They don't exist.
I've never met one.
They don't exist.
I've never met a bathroom.
They don't exist.
I didn't think and about I've been on, that.
I've been all over this motherfucker, bro.
Because, bro, I don't like that shit, bro. I really hate that shit. It makes me sick.
Nigga,
Plenty of clubs have seen my fucking face. I've never seen a bathroom attendant that wasn't a Haitian.
I've never seen a Spanish. At a Spanish event.
Jamaican, Spanish,
I've
never
seen a Spanish bathroom attendant.
It don't make sense that I wash my hands, dry my hands, walk out the bathroom, and then I feel a little bit of guilt for not giving him money for a service that should be free.
It should be free, dog.
No.
It shouldn't be free.
That's
my point, bro.
It's not the niggas in there with fucking crude for men. He got
Bro. I don't need all that, bro. I'm good, bro.
I have never used bathroom cologne.
I've never used bathroom cologne.
Anybody?
That's wild.
I've never went and took a piss and said, "Hey, man, spray me with that Sean John, bro."
Give me that Invincible
Let me get that Jean Paul Gaultier over there, homie.
I've never
done no crazy shit.
They
like
never
that.
Have that type of shit in there. They be having shit like Jupe.
And Curve.
Yeah, Curve.
They definitely got Jupe.
Like, I've never seen shit that I want inside there.
And even if I did, I don't want you to fucking
It's not the time.
You. Come on, fam. I came here already with this shit on, nigga.
You think I want a bathroom mint?
Come on. Come on, bro.
You think I want a mint with piss and shit hair
on? Come on,
dog. You think that's what I'm here for?
Dog, that's not a mint no more. That's a shit.
Like, most bathrooms have an automatic tissue dispenser, automatic soap dispenser.
Come on, man.
Automatic faucet.
Come on,
this
man.
Job is extinct.
Come on.
They should
doing?
Not be in there, bro.
This is slavery time. What are we fucking doing
with this?
I hate when you go to the venues where they'll have a bathroom attendant in there and they'll purposely lock the handicap stall. So you don't go in there and try to wash your own hands.
Oh, my God.
They'll lock
yes.
You see the racket?
They'll lock
yes, yes, I remember that. Remember that one time we went somewhere and we were pissed about that?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I got a shit now, bro. What the fuck we doing here, dog? Like, you just took a whole fucking stall all because you don't want me washing my fucking hands.
Just please, Haitian men, free yourselves.
Come on, man.
You deserve so much better than bathroom attendant.
And it's the worst when you go to a venue and you're in the fucking male's bathroom washing your hands and it's a female bathroom attendant in there.
Do women have attendants in their bathroom?
Yes.
They do.
Yes.
Hey.
Haitian ladies, Haitian mummies.
They're Haitian.
Yes.
What if?
How many times I just say, yeah, babe, I just tipped a fucking Haitian lady $10.
We have to write the embassy about this, bro. Something has to start this shit on, bro.
What if the nightclubs don't even know they in there?
Ain't no way.
Ain't no fucking way. But that's a fun theory, though.
I remember Iguanas, the nigga in there was aggressive.
extreme. That's
aggressive.
Those are the worst ones that I've had. The one, the niggas in the
you go in the bathroom, you set up, and you just in there until nigga kick you out.
Nigga call you cheap because you don't want to pay him.
And then when a nigga kick you out, you send the next nigga in there.
Man. Yeah. Heart pivot.
Pause.
Nigga Navy member being Marie adult, recently got engaged. I want to send a big congratulations to you.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's so fucking dope.
Engaged?
Engaged, man.
Yeah, round of applause to the nigga, man.
She was talking to me about her boyfriend recently and out of nowhere the nigga proposed over Christmas.
Drop that Undertaker music, man.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Young Thug.
Oh, no, I'm talking about literally Marie. She's the Nigga Navy member. Loyal member, came to one of our light shows.
Oh, shit. Yeah, congrats, Marie. I saw it. Congrats, man. Awesome. That's amazing.
We love love. We love marriage.
Yeah, man.
We got to get remember the Undertaker that music.
Somebody got proposed to at our live show. No.
I wonder how that's going. Yes. I saw him at Dre's wedding.
Yes. My dog.
That nigga met his wife at a live show.
Yeah.
Crazy,
yeah. Bro.
They're married now. They're married.
Nigga
happily married
at our live show.
At an NW live
they
show.
Are married.
Happily
nigga.
Married.
Cause so I'm at the bar. They're like, I know you don't know us, but we met at your show. And I'm like, what the fuck? And you guys are together.
Married, yeah. Nigga. They're fucking married, nigga. And thriving.
That's incredible.
NWO nigga love, man. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do, man.
You might as well host one of them shows. You know,
we bring out the baddies and we bring out the faithful men.
Yes, sir.
Stop
we do.
Fucking around with us. Stop fucking around with us.
You see the baddies in the fucking NWO hoodies? You seen them?
I had a
you seen him?
Boy, did I.
Nigga love.
Chill, nigga. Chill, nigga.
Also want to spend a special fuck you to Vlad for winning our fantasy football championship.
Can we talk about
two
that, though?
2 years in a bro, I want you guys to know
Jesus.
Our league has 12 members in it. Okay, 1 year we had 11. Ricky was like, do you know another person who wants to join $100 buy-in? I say, I know a guy.
Some
man.
Clown who we can steal $100 from.
Some nigga we some can steal sucker. $100 yeah. from. I say, I know a nigga with a lot of money and some free time.
Mind you, I went to college with this nigga.
I say, Vlad, pull up, man. He was like, you know what? I'm in another league, but you know what?
Fuck it.
I do it. He won last year. I'm like, oh, good for Vlad, man.
Yeah, man, good for you, Vlad.
He joined in last.
He beat me in the championship last year, by the way.
He won $1,200. Good for you, Vlad. He won again this year. Yeah. Okay, the fucking buck stops here.
But you know how pompous and arrogant this asshole was? The season didn't even start yet. He sent me the money well before the season started. He sent me the buy-in money. You know what he sent me? Instead of sending me $100, he sent me $99.99. And he said, it don't matter because I'm going to win it anyways.
Hey, listen.
This nigga is winning it again this year.
At this point, I think we should just name the league after him. And let's start the season by sending him the Cash App. And then we just go. If anybody else wins,
man, you know what the call
then
right,
you give
right.
it to
you
somebody
know,
else.
I'm sick, bro. I'm sick.
I remember. We met him.
Yeah, well, he bro. Went to USF. He used to live in Breckenridge. He was Gary's roommate at Breckenridge with Tony.
Why can't I put the face to the name?
Nah, man, I can know how to jog your memory.
Off air, I'll jog your memory.
I'm about to say I could jog your memory
off,
right
off,
now.
Yeah.
I can jog the fuck out you. Yeah.
You'll remember real quick.
How you seen both your memory?
Right? 2 years in a row, he stole thousands of bucks from us, and I fuck, bro.
He's stealing money from us
because I'm third place this year.
No,
there's no prize for third place.
Well, because Player So Funny Plus called me today. That nigga said, hey, it's your Rick, so run this by me again, right? So I said, what's up? He said, I thought you were talking to me about a podcast. This nigga talk about money. That nigga said, so first place, guess what? I said, they get a, you know, first place, get you know, what they get, a stag, whatever. He said, second place, I said, they get the 200. He's like, so third place is fuck you, right? I said, yeah, so fuck you. You don't get shit, nigga.
No, that's fuck because me Dre and him was having a conversation.
Just to shit the bed in the championship. Fuck you too, Dre.
Once I saw Vlad is making shit, I didn't give a fuck who was going against him. I'm like, he's going to kill him. Because if you're paying attention to the fantasy league with Vlad, that nigga every week tweaks his lineup. Not just puts this person on the bench. He drops niggas, signs niggas.
Every day.
Every fucking day, bro.
Every day. And I'm sick.
His lineup from the beginning of the season to now is completely different.
I don't know.
I am sick, man.
The way things are going for me right now, just send me his Cash App.
Man. I swear to God. All right, guys. New Year's is here.
Yeah.
You know what, Ben? What are you most proud of from 2025? Well, what makes you the most, when you look at the year, what you've done, what you haven't done, what you've abstained from, what you've indulged in, what makes you the most proud?
I mean, first and foremost, I'm proud to still be in relative good health.
Come on.
With the exception of tonight.
Because everybody ain't.
Yeah, everybody ain't. Recovered from that fuck-ass Achilles injury.
You back walking again?
Back walking again.
No Halliburton shit?
No Halli... No Halli shit.
No Halli shit.
New whip.
New whip.
Well, yeah.
Fuck nigga.
Big whip.
What else?
Walk with a limp because it's nuts.
About to finish that. About to finish that tech program, my man. So
yeah.
Good for you, Benny.
We up. We up. We about to be up.
No, nigga, 25 was good to you then.
Yeah.
No, nigga, drop a bomb for yourself, brother.
It's productive.
25 was good to you.
All right, we do that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you ain't home, nigga. You can actually celebrate yourself here, bro.
The fuck. And
I like to make shit uncomfortable.
Chris, 2025, long ass year, but it's done. What are you most proud of? What brings you the most joy?
There was a lot of difficulty to start the year. There's been a lot of difficulty throughout the year, but I think the lesson that I've walked away with is like bad times are a constant, but so are good times. It's just a matter of your level of appreciation. And if you can find it to be grateful and appreciative when the bad times are happening, then it'll make like the good times much sweeter. But that's just been like my 2025. It's just no matter how things are actually going, try to focus on gratitude and just being present. And you know what I'm saying? I'm thankful to be in good health and be here still trying to push forward for real.
And you know what? All of that,
facts.
But I also want to commend you. This year, you turned up on your content. You became a real deal content
bust
creator.
Bust ass this year, bro.
You became a fucking force.
Hit 100K views.
Yo, you bust ass this year, bro. Facts.
Come on, man.
Like, on a video.
Audience, you're doing the work, you're doing the hard shit. And it's like, and despite the year being hard, you're still finding a way to bring joy and education to other people. That is a hard thing to do when enduring some shit. That requires a different level of strength, resilience, endurance.
It's actually psychotic. Like, the level of, I forget. It's a word where you just, like, remove yourself from the emotions and the heaviness of certain situations in order to keep going.
Right.
It's a lot of that.
Oh.
And that shit.
Just being a man on a Tuesday, that's all, brother. Just being a man. That's all
I didn't want to paraphrase it and sound misogynistic.
Because I tell my son all the time, brother, nobody wants to see you fucking cry. You better figure this shit out, okay?
Tell your therapist.
Nobody wants to, hey, nigga, tell
at
Jesus.
All.
Your therapist won't hear
the
shit either.
The therapist don't even want to see you
not
cry.
Unless they're on the clock.
Tell bonjour, nigga.
Tell Jesus and keep it fucking moving. But it's like, you don't have the luxury.
Facts.
And it's like, unfortunately, like, you have to be out of body when shit gets real. And you have to still go to fucking work. Clock in, nigga.
Strap up.
Bring money, nigga.
Because, as I was about to say,
buy gifts, nigga.
Sometimes those things are still present and due when you absolutely are at your lowest and don't feel like it. And you have to figure out a way. It's not a heartless or, like, emotionless thing, but it's just a matter of your survival. Like, you have to figure out a way to get to that next step, no matter how hard it may seem.
Facts.
You know what? I love to hear that, brother. Richard, 2025, the end. Long year, a year to learn a lot from. What are you most proud of?
A few things. Venus flytrap moist. I would say the Hurricanes is one thing. I'm very proud of my Miami, my mighty Miami Hurricanes.
You know what credit words do?
Yeah. Boys. I went to Texas A&M and saw them boys in live. Winning a playoff game in front of me. You know what I'm saying? I brought that energy. I brought that juice. You feel me? Anyways.
Nah, you was very chill in them stands.
Bro, this nigga was the only orange and green.
I was the only Hurricanes. Them niggas was bowing down to me. They were like, yo, you got a lot of heart to come to the stadium here with 105,000 screaming and sit on our side. I could have sat on the Hurricanes. I sat on their side. But anyways.
You were still chilling, though.
I was vibing. I didn't have no reason.
He was winning.
I didn't have no reason not to be.
You was in Hard Rock Ricky out there.
I didn't have no reason not to be. We were actually winning. So I was like, you know what?
Nigga, you fuck supposed, that. I was expecting Hard Rock Ricky out there.
Nah, fuck that shit. I was trying to make home in one piece of fucking Texas. Are you crazy? Fuck it. You want me to get lynched?
That's not funny.
So what else? I would say I'm proud of you brothers, man, with the podcast and everything. We set out a goal. No, I am. Like, we set out a goal in August to come back.
Hey, shut the fuck up, man. What the hell is
you brothers.
Put your phone down and address this nigga, man.
Let him. We have everybody respect.
I'm missing.
Let him finish.
What just happened?
Let him finish, Christopher.
See, this is why friends can't talk to friends, bro. You see what you're doing? I let you get your shit off with your fucking Dr. Phil ass answer. I didn't say shit to this nigga.
Let him finish. You see what I mean?
I let you rock, nigga. I'm trying to give you props. You can't take it. I'm proud of you niggas because we set out a goal in August to come back, do our shit, and we did it. We pivot. We ran into some crossroads. We figured out all our shit. That's that. And another big takeaway for me for 2025 is family, bro. I feel like this year, you know, there were some attacks on families, man. So you just got to lock in with your family. Appreciate those who are still here. Spend as much time with your people. Tell your people you love them. Because, boy, shit could change in a fucking second.
The devil's trying to work this year, man.
Yeah, so I'm just happy to make it out alive, man. 2026, we moving forward with 2026. That's it.
It's like a lot of wisdom moving through this room.
Yeah. Your turn, nigga.
I'm looking for the host.
You know what? I am most proud. One of my children, my son, doing college tours, getting his GPA together, learning how to drive and be my designated driver.
That's a beautiful young man.
Thrilled. Oh, my boy's beautiful. My baby is 5. She's learning how to read.
Oh yeah.
She's doing good with the words. We're doing math. I learned this year of everything.
I know her favorite numbers are.
6-7. Right, that motherfucker. She called me today. 6-7. I wouldn't hang up on that little motherfucker.
We was in the middle of shooting some video stuff.
She called me to see if I liked her new hairdo because I have to like her new hairdo. Whenever she called, I got to see if
girl dad.
Whenever she called with a new hair, I got to, you know, I got to gas
her
up.
Yeah, got to gas her up.
Got to gas up the hair.
And make sure you do it.
But before I hung up, she was like, Daddy, guess what? And I was like, what? She was like, 6-7.
Hey, no. So look, here go plus. Oh, that's so beautiful. Let me see the back.
You gotta gas it
you
up.
You have to.
You gotta gas it up. You gotta gas up the hair, man.
You gotta make sure that it's fully confident.
You gotta be the first gasser.
You got to be the gasser.
And then, as soon as all his chips was on the table and he laid everything out.
6-7.
6-7.
Got his dumb ass.
No, she knows.
Trust me.
This year I learned that I can do hard things, man. And that sounds crazy. Wow. It sounds because I know that I had an unhealthy relationship with weed. I had an unhealthy relationship with fucking, and I abstained from them both, and I wasn't doing them both in an unhealthy way.
See, I was going to say something stupid because I'm like, you say you could do hard things, but going on tour in front of thousands of people is not but hard.
That's not hard. That's just work.
Because you're a natural.
So. You know, that's just work. But like, bro, I started smoking weed at age 21, and I have not put it down until last February. So it was literally I didn't know myself as an adult without smoking, which means everything I did this year was my first time doing it, not high. Mm-hmm. Comedy shows, hosting, parenting. This is my first time parenting without drugs. Let me tell you, not easy, brother. Not easy. Because, you know, whenever things get rough, I take drugs, and you know what? Yeah. Everything's easy again. But this year I just had to, I kind of figured, you know, as a man, you can't rely on the pacifier. Life is hard. You just got to deal.
Yeah.
And
checking off with my pacifier.
And let me tell you something, I stopped doing that too.
Me too. I got a lot better.
It's just because, like, I can't.
Choke this chicken, brother.
You can't have a pacifier, brother.
You've gotten a lot better at jacking off.
I had to stop. No, I was really good. I was really good at it.
I was really good. Rug burns, bro. Right? So
but between jacking off and fucking bitches, I had to bring it down to a fucking. Just I had to slow down a lot because I just. I didn't want to indulge in any more pacifiers.
Right.
I want to experience life just as it is, bro. Yeah. And just fucking deal. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is when you run to pacifiers, when things get rough, what happens is when those things aren't available to you, you get irrational and unstable.
You're done.
And I just can't afford
you're done.
You to can't be that.
No, you mm-hmm. cannot.
So it's like...
Facts. Wisdom, bro.
Managing those things this year made me feel as if I can do anything. And I'm bringing that into 2026. So... Starting this year, I'm off of sugar because if I can quit pussy and weed, what sugar?
All right.
The pussy is sugar.
The pussy is sweet.
The pussy is sugar.
So what is sugar? You know what I'm saying to you? Like this year, I'm really trying to cut out all things that aren't good for me and just laser focus on getting more money and saving up for my son's college.
So let me ask you guys this.
Yeah.
What are your plans for 2026 then?
Man.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
So I definitely want to get, as far as my fitness goes, I want to laser in on it. I want to get better. I want to try to 7 days a week the gym and really trying to laser in on this diet. Because going to the gym is easy.
Yeah.
The diet is the hard part.
Hard part, right.
I want to laser focus on that. And I want to definitely take more vacations this year. I was consumed with work
and
consumed with creating experiences for my children. For their mothers, for my mother, but I really neglected myself this year. So I want to turn up a little bit more next year if I can.
Do it, bro.
But for me, that's it. No, Ben, don't cry. I'm all right, brother. I'm okay.
Come on, bro.
Right, no, man. Don't cry. Brother. Right, I'm all right. I'm good.
Oh, that's the thing about Ben.
Ben feels for all of us.
He feels for all of us.
Brother, don't cry.
Sometimes he starts to cry.
I'm going
to
be all right, brother.
It's all right,
man. I'm going to be okay.
You don't got to cry.
Before I pulled this motherfucker out, bro, I was like, watch this.
Why? Don't cry, brother. I'm going to be okay.
All right, man. He's all right, man. He just wants to party a little bit. That's all.
I just want to have a good time.
I would say for me, for
still taking that
joke. I say for me, for 2026, is I wanted to definitely pay attention to my health.
Yes.
That's what I'm turning 40, so I definitely want to pay attention to my health as a black man. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I'm going to take a different approach this year because every year, going into every year, I always say, man, next year is going to be better than last year. I'm going to make more money. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And you never plan for what could happen. So this year, I'm just going to – I think this year my approach is going to be preparing myself for a potential top of downfall. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean is, like, you could lose your job. You know what I'm saying? Your wife could lose her job.
Are you ready?
Somebody can get some type of ailment. You know what I'm saying? Like, so am I prepared? Am I ready for a big life shock that can potentially happen as opposed to not being prepared? So I'm looking forward to what life brings in 2026, which is the good and the bad. And I'm trying to focus on being ready for whatever the bad is that is there to come. Because it is going to come. And I don't mean to kind of damper the situation, but that's just where my brain is. Because I feel like I want to just do it a little bit different this year, where every year is like, oh, yeah, I'm going to make way more money.
It sounds like you trying to learn this year what Chris learned last year.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm hearing what you talked about. And what you talked about, it sounds.
But you see, I gave him the safe space to get that off.
So yeah.
He didn't do that. He didn't do that for me. But, yeah.
No,
he's a piece of shit. I'm a good friend. He's not. Yeah, he's a horrible friend.
He's a terrible friend. Awful niggas.
I'm going to allow you to do that.
Where's the fucking vegan patties? Anyways, so it's like.
Exactly.
But, yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to 2026. I'm looking forward to just, again, rocking out this year with my boys and doing what we do. It's going to be year 7 or 8 of the podcast.
Christ on a crack.
You feel what I'm saying?
On a
steer. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for me, man.
Christopher?
What is it? Final thoughts?
No. This is what do you hope to attain?
You ready to go home?
What do you hope to attain, accomplish, achieve?
Oh, for 2026?
In the year of our Lord, 2026.
In the big 26, man, to be honest with you, I feel like it's just more the same of everything that I go through every New Year's. It's affirming my stance on where I've been for the last 10, 12 plus years in terms of my position at the top of like vegan food in general. Yeah, man, I'm just tripling, doubling down on that and finding newer and better ways to expand my outreach. I'm getting over this camera stuff, so I'm on y'all ass, bro. Like,
what's camera stuff?
I don't feel comfortable in front of a camera, Ricky.
Since when?
Since life. Since all time.
But he's getting...
When like, did... Like, think about
okay,
it.
Okay, you mean as far as, like, not outside of the podcast?
No, even on the podcast. Really? Think about
he's
it.
He's wearing shades at night.
I mean, I wear shades, but I'm comfortable in front of the camera.
But not even that. It's just, like, think about it. Like, I've always been vibing, right?
You have always.
Camera-wise, like, recording and getting in front of the camera. Sure. And
no, you're right.
It, 'cause it's one thing. I'm sitting on a podcast. Like, I'm the fucking Q mic on here, nigga. Like,
I couldn't tell, brother. I could never tell. I thought this was your podcast for many years.
But now, like, so it's like I'm here, but I'm also in the presence of y'all boys. So, like, mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm on stage by myself.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, with the stuff that we doing on social media right now, it's like
it's fire.
That feels like I'm on stage by myself. And I haven't, like, throughout my life, I haven't been a person, like, I'm always seeking out people to work with. I've never been somebody that, like, all right, just I'm going to go do this on my own type shit.
Yeah.
So it feels weird to do that in front of a camera now. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'm also very perfectionist in how I want people to see me.
Right.
I don't want people to see me in, like, what I might consider bad light, right? So it's tough when...
Sounds like you're thinking about it too much, though.
Nah, absolutely. Okay. But that's a part of what I'm, like, getting
trying to get over, yeah.
Yeah.
Is the overthinking of it all because Plus been pushing me to do it for a very, very long time. Sometimes I just call him randomly and tell him that he's the GOAT for even...
This is the thing, right? Like,
because most people will push you and then, like, 1 minute, they're like, yo, you should go do this. And then if you don't respond, they're like, this nigga ain't listening.
This is a nigga you can call and say, hey, my stomach hurt. He was like, hey, go get some so-and-so berry,
yeah.
Some so-and-so fruit.
100%.
Take this. Hey, nigga, I can't see. Go get some juju berries. 100%. Mix it with the blue fruit. And they go get some blue root. Yeah. Like, this nigga is an encyclopedia. Of like, ask him the vegetable, ask him the fruit. He knows the properties that cure it. And it's like,
tell him your ailment.
This knowledge, is
Facts.
You have to share it. When God give you a gift, it's because He needs you to share the gift with the world. And if you're not sharing it with
Facts.
The world,
doing the service,
you're
bro.
Not living in your fucking purpose.
Facts.
And unfortunately, we all are susceptible to forgetting who we are. Which is why you need good friends to remind you who the fuck you are and what the fuck you can do. And personally, I don't want a nigga around me to forget who the fuck they are. So it's like, for me, if I know your gifts and I know that you aren't using them to the highest of what your ability is, then it's my job to call you a bitch-ass nigga for that and say, hey, you're not living up to what you can be doing and should be doing. I expect more. The Lord expect more, and you should expect more. That's my job as a friend to you.
Correct.
And that's just
absolutely right.
That's just what the fuck it is.
And you're bodying that shit.
The fuck? And it's like, and you can see in the content, he's just spitting out jokes and information, and the comments are people saying thank you.
Yeah.
Which means that they need it. B, there's a void. And three, you found where you belong.
Yeah. And I just want you to know, like, I still want to fight you for that Michael Jackson bit. There's not a video that's gotten DM'd to me more
that's so funny, bro.
Than this motherfucker that's doing so funny, that Michael
bro.
Jackson
hey,
to this day.
That's so funny, bro. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. You really mad because that I look better at
he really
Michael
nailed
Jackson
that,
than
that
you did.
Got on your toes for real.
No.
And you nailed it.
What pissed me off is that you put out content before me that involves Michael Jackson. That's what really pissed me off because he's been telling me for years to do this shit. But no, salute y'all. You killing it.
Real quick. Hard pivot.
Yes.
Your thoughts on the biopic?
I cried.
Oh, Fuck it. I'm sorry I asked.
No, this is in there. Come on, man.
It came out already?
Come on, guys.
No, the trailer's out.
No, I haven't come out yet. I'll come out when the biopic comes out.
That's I believe I you.
Can you fucking
That's
please?
What
I'll
fuck I believe you.
Can
no.
you That's what I'll fuck
please? I believe you.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
fucking, no.
you fucking understand what the fuck I'm saying? You
100%.
Niggas? Listen no. to me.
I understand
when I saw
exactly
fucking Jafar embody his fucking uncle, which is our fucking dad, Michael Jackson, bro. You guys understand what the fuck this shit is about to do. It's about to reshape everybody's mind. Because, one, like I've been saying to you niggas for years, as long as you niggas has known me, Michael Jackson was not just an artist. He's a fucking vessel, right? He was a physical embodiment of world peace, instrumentation, you fucking name it. Anything that's fucking good in this fucking world. This world full of fucking evil and fucking bad. This guy, bro, no, just thank the good Lord that you're still alive to witness. In April 2026, we all are going to be fucking seated.
So
we're all going to be fucking seated.
So let me ask you, what are your plans when it comes out? Where are you going to be? What are you wearing?
Plus,
I want to be there. I'm willing to wear a glove. I want to be there.
When I tell you I'm going all the fuck out, I'm going all the motherfuck out, bro.
Talk about them leather.
Listen, bro. Oh my God.
This fuck nigga sweating.
You guys understand what this is? It's like, for me, this is my fucking victory lap because I've been trying to tell niggas for years, bro. Like, this guy's not the fucking monster you guys want him out to be, bro. He had his fucking shortcomings and he wasn't perfect.
You mean little boys?
You call it.
Are those shortcomings you're speaking of?
I was about to say, you call little boys
shortcomings? That's crazy.
Sounds like cold.
Like I know they're small. All
right.
And they can't come
for
real.
In the episode like this? But, should I put my drink down to address this?
Is that what little boys are? Shortcomings?
Are we gonna move past this or should I put my drink down to address this?
Is that what Macaulay Culkin was? A shortcoming? Because
you asked for it, so you got it. All right, so let me tell you something. So here's the problem. So this is what I want to explain to you guys. Just recently, some fucking bullshit, fucking redacted horseshit Jeffrey Epstein shit came out. And guess what you know? Michael Jackson's name came up. And so people start fucking hitting me up. Oh, Michael Jackson. Fuck you all, bro. This is the camera? Listen, in 2003, Michael Joseph Jackson was looking at property in Palm Beach, right? And okay, of course. All right, fuck. So Michael Jackson's taking pictures with every fucking body. He's the biggest fucking star on the planet. He's fucking, the only person bigger than this guy is fucking Jesus, right? So this guy's pictures with everybody. So of course he's gonna have a picture with fucking Jeffrey Epstein. And the only reason why Jeffrey Epstein, his people contacted Jeffrey Epstein, because the property that Michael Jackson was going to look at in fucking Palm Beach was a property that Jeffrey Epstein fucking owned, right? So if you look at the fucking logbooks, there's a Michael Jackson on the logbook, but it's not fucking Michael Joseph fucking Jackson, born August 29th, 1958 in fucking Gary, Indiana. It's not that motherfucking Michael Jackson. It's a fucking cracker from New York named Michael Jackson. So please, miss me with the fucking bullshit, with the fucking Jeffrey Epstein and Michael Jackson shit, because he has nothing to do with that shit. He's not the fucking real monster. The fucking real monster is the motherfucking government. The motherfucking fucking
the government. All right, brother. Okay, brother.
Fucking
okay.
Bill Clinton and fucking Donald Trump and motherfucking all these fucking Microsoft motherfuckers, bro. All these motherfucking...
took a picture with the Michael Jordan of child pornography.
Hey, okay, all right. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But, Ben, for 2026...
Oh, sorry.
What are your goals? What are your aspirations?
Why do you guys fucking do this to me? Why? Why do you do this to me?
Oh, Christ.
Fuck, man.
That nigga said it's the government.
The government, nigga? The government?
This is when the nigga ran out of gas. You're like,
yeah. Oh, oh, shit.
It's a Rick Spiracy.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Shit, man. All right. Definitely gotta manage my health. I wanna get back in the gym.
Let's go.
Now that I feel like I have a majority of my mobility back.
Nice.
What else? Actually move forward with this tech, you know, me trying to break out into the tech space for real. First quarter of the year, I wanna at least sit in front of somebody to interview. I at least wanna have like a line of interviews under my belt so I know what these companies are looking for, really.
Glory.
What else? I had something else lined up.
Shit.
What?
Hey, can you get a job at 2K?
I mean, I
please, bro. That's what we need. That's what we need you, bro.
Man, fuck 2K, bro. Them niggas are fucking fraudsters, man.
Complete fraudsters. I got 26 though. I didn't tell y'all that, but I'm on 26 right now.
You actually play it?
Yeah, I just played it for the first time last night. It's not bad, actually. The layup release shit is kind of weird, but oh, go ahead, take them off. I'm gonna put them over there. Yeah, the layup release shit is kind of weird, but
other than that, it's a pretty solid effort.
Yeah, yeah. Defense is defensing. The jump shots are doing what they got to do. It's not as super difficult as I don't even remember when the last time I played that shit, to be honest with you. But whatever year it was that I stopped playing, I think it was 24 or 23. Yeah, I think it was 23 I stopped playing. It's not as bad. Like, the scoring. But then again, I'm not in the rec or at the park or none of that other shit.
But it's just as good. Yeah. All right, guys. This was a good episode. This is great. We did a great job.
Huh? I have a song of the week, dude.
Scooby-Doo. You know what? Scooby-Doo is the song of the week. Scooby-Doo is the song of the week. Ricky's taking a shit. So I will do his part. Thank you very much for turning in for us. Peace.
You sound like Pam when she was imitating Martin.
Trio 5. Number 8. Dean Cannon. Y'all already know what time it is. Throw them U's up. Throw them U's up. We gon' let the band deal with this.
Stepping out the door on them big body things. Built by the city, we the whole team.
You already know.
We gonna turn it up. Kick things on deck. On yo, that winning stage, we the you whole already know. Team.
You already know. When it comes to the crib, we all gon' go. Here we gon' go fast. If you put on pass, we gon' get in that ass. But I need me a ghetto hero that'll snap like Warren Sapp and break records like EJ. No problem, heavy on Duque. Okay, act like he don't know. Five national titles and we won't blow. Even knock down the OOB. R.I.P. to Sean T. We gon' do this for you. And we already know what we got to do. Go off and let it do what it do. Show off and then throw up for you.
Stepping out the door on them big body things. Feel by the city, we the home team.
You already know.
We gonna turn it up. Kick things.
Throw them U's up. Throw them U's up. We gonna let the band deal with it. Show off, then throw up to you. Know any history before was already wrote, but y'all so fake that y'all gon' hate. But y'all niggas know, like this is how it's gon' go. Ain't no way we gon' let you snow. You'll leave your soul cause your ass too slow. Hey, you ain't going pro. Started off in the BBC, then it moved the beast to the ACC. Always on national TV. Trust me, right here's where you wanna be. I know y'all go out to South Beach, but honestly, that's way out east. From down south to northwest, y'all sleep. We don't need get rest. No.
Stepping out the door on them big body things. Feel by the city, we the home team.
You already know.
We gonna turn it up, getting things on deck. On that winning day, we gonna let the band team deal with this.
I rep that Trio 5. C-A-N-E-S. All day, every day, we the best. M-I-A-M-I. I rep that Trio 5. D-A-D-E. My county know I be live. I ride up the tally ho, yo, and I set that bitch on fire. D-A-D-E. My county know I be live. I ride up the tally ho, yo, and I set that bitch on fire.
Stepping out Trio 5. On them big body things.
bang, real body singing, we the home team. Y'all already know what time it is. We gonna turn it.